Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always stopping by on a Saturday night where we like to have a lot of fun. We've got a huge show for you tonight, and it's not going to be wanting in the department of great information for your weekend either. We've got some breaking news, and we have got a guest list to be coveted by any broadcast tonight. Joe Borelli, the minority leader for the New York City Council, will be with us. We will be talking with Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature. We've got Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. We've got Kristen B. Tate of The Hill. And we've got Jane Ann Benira, a fitness consultant and expert. All three of those ladies, by the way, in the ladies' lounge tonight. And in the music spotlight tonight with new music, we've got Toby Mac and Sheryl Crow. And then we've got Toby Mac coming back in hour number two with another great piece. So we got a lot to get to. I hope you stick around. It's going to be a fantastic couple of hours. And I want to say once again, welcome to those of you watching, of course, on Biz TV and on our streams coast to coast on Twitter and YouTube and those places. But also want to welcome the Salem News Channel audience, as this is our second week to be with you. And we are thrilled to be able to be joining the lineup there with the great guys, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Eric Metaxas, and the like. Thank you so much for having us there as well. We've got a lot to get to. Today in Texas, there is some movement on the hostage situation. If you were not aware of it, a gunman had taken three hostages a little bit earlier today in what is still a fairly confusing circumstance. At least as we were going live on the air, I was not clearly understanding what the circumstance was as to why he was had taken the hostages. He has released one. We know that much by now. But it is concerning, and it is something that we'll keep our eye on over the next couple of hours. If anything big happens there, we will, of course, bring it to you. Big day in the state of Virginia this weekend, because this afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Glenn Youngkin was sworn in as the new governor of the Commonwealth. And in doing so, of course, a whole spate of other elected officials are sworn in as well. And there's already a bunch of stuff happening. For instance, in Virginia, you had Governor Youngkin come in and immediately invalidate the mask mandate, the vaccine mandate, and eliminated CRT from all Virginia public schools via executive order. That's how they were starting to slip in. He just said, well, we can fix that. And with his pen, he went in and nixed them right away. And he's not the only one, I might add. The attorney general for the state, or the Commonwealth of Virginia, has already announced that given the circumstances, and you may remember this vaguely, depending on where you are in the country, in the Virginia race this last year, there was a lot of controversy in a place called Loudoun County. And in Loudoun County, this is where they were pushing the envelope of sex identity. And there were kids that that were wanting to identify as the opposite gender and from what their sex was. And so they were having all these protests, and there was a lot of tension about it, and the school had just kind of gone along with whatever the sexual rights activists had asked them for. So they were giving in on every level, and it turned out that a boy that was claiming to identify as a girl had assaulted a girl in the locker room there, and that he should have never been anywhere near girls, particularly girls that were in states of being unclothed, etc. Well, this is not sat well with the brand newly elected attorney general for the state of Virginia, and tonight he is already pledging a full-scale, and he's already announced a full-scale investigation after having been sworn in today into the mysterious allowance in Loudoun County for that to occur for the child to be raped or assaulted there, and for really nothing to be done about it. That child, that the boy that did it, just kept getting kind of given cover. And so the new attorney general, looking into that, immediately going to work for the people. And I want to use that as a starting point tonight to mention this. We are now going on one full year since the inauguration of the federal administration, the Biden administration, the mashed potato administration, the don't let me miss ice cream in the afternoon administration. We are going on a full year of failed policies that really began on day one. And when you consider that in the last week, the Biden administration lost on its effort to change, unconstitutionally change the filibuster in the Senate, they lost the ability to manipulate and to basically corrupt elections coast to coast with the federal, the H.R. 1, the attempt to change the voting regulations across the country to make them all basically the way that the way those six states had worked to some degree in 2020. That's what H.R. 1 was introducing, to require all elections nationwide be made into forever. They've lost that ability. In losing the ability to change the filibuster, they lost the ability to manipulate the voting rights legislation that they were putting forward. And that's really poorly named, voting rights legislation. That's the real thing. Anyway, so it was a bad week on those two things, and then they got hammered. The Biden administration absolutely got face planted with the Supreme Court of the United States saying, no, you're not Mussolini. You cannot co-opt the private sector and private businesses and basically make every employer in the country a little KGB or Nazi or Mussolini-like agency for the federal government. You can't do that. We're not going to allow you to tell every employer in the country that they have to tell their employees, you will be vaxxed. Because that's what the vaccine mandate through OSHA was in essence trying to accomplish. They said that the administration did not have the authorization to do that. There was no way in by the people themselves or even the people's representatives. This was literally President Mashed Potatoes taking a napkin, scribbling something on the back of it over his lunch one day, handing it to his assistant and saying, Joe, run that down to somewhere at the OSHA agency and make sure that they do this. And then OSHA was stuck having to implement it, which, if you'll remember, when the Fifth Circuit originally ruled against the mandate, OSHA said, okay, we're not going to enforce it anymore. And then the administration came out and said, oh, no, you're going to enforce it, and you're going to enforce it until the courts tell you not to enforce it. And then they got a split decision with the six, and it ended up at the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has now ruled on the injunction that was imposed by the Fifth Circuit, and they've said that injunction stands. There is no vaccine mandate, and the 80 million workers that are under the auspices of private employers in the country can tell their employers to go pound sand if the employer says the president's making me do this. No, 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 no. If your boss says that the president's making you do this, you say, no, 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 the court said he can't. This is just your choice to have me do this. And then that really is your issue. I also want to straighten out one other thing. A lot of confusion over the healthcare workers, kind of countervailing opinion here. The healthcare worker vaccine mandate that was allowed to stand, probably not the best way to bring that about. But at the end of the day, the federal healthcare workers are, in essence, an extension of the federal arm of the government, and by extension, the executive branch has the right to control how federal employees are governed and behave. So there's a certain degree of those 38,000 healthcare workers that are in federal healthcare systems. We're talking about the VA. We're talking about government hospitals, those types of things. They have to be vaccinated according to this ruling. But 80 million Americans that would have been impacted by the private sector vaccine mandate are free tonight not to be forced to get the vaccine. And friends, please hear me. I'm not anti-vaccine. I think that the vaccines served a purpose. I think they helped people. I think they gave people lesser symptoms than they would have gotten. And I think certainly that for some people it legitimately saved lives and offered protection that they desperately needed it. I don't think that the pandemic was ever going to be ended with a vaccine. I think that was always going to be therapeutics, and therapeutics are what we've heard precious little about from Mr. Fauci and the others. Now maybe we will, because we need to. And by the way, some other good news tonight. It turns out that the cities that had the worst surge of Omicron are starting, just after a couple of weeks, to see some subsiding of that intensity. And in fact, the New York Times pointing it out, Cleveland, Newark, Washington, some of the cities that reported massive outbreaks of Omicron are starting to see those numbers slow. And this is exactly what happened in South Africa. And it's really why South Africa doesn't have a COVID problem anymore. It brought about, in essence, herd immunity. And that's what we're hoping it does here in the United States as well. All right, we got a big show. What do you think about non-citizens getting to vote? Well, that's exactly what the mayor of New York allowed to take place as law this last week. Joe Borelli, New York minority leader, will join us in this next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
The idea that an elected official, no matter how new to the office, can come in and say, we're just gonna randomly allow millions of people that aren't legally eligible to vote in our city to suddenly be allowed to start is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional on the federal level. It's unconstitutional on the state level. Here to discuss that very activity, because it did happen this weekend, is none other than Joe Borelli. He's the minority leader of the New York City Council, a minority group that grew its numbers in 2021. So, Joe, I guess you should be congratulated that you've got a couple of more colleagues to work with than you did before. But
it's good.
But it's not quite as many as you'd like, I know, long term. Talk to me about what Eric Adams did, and for people that weren't paying attention or very closely, why do you have a problem with it?
Well, in truth, Eric Adams did nothing. He either had to veto the bill by a certain deadline or not. So he chose to simply just allow the bill to come into effect. Unfortunately, this means that the city of New York is operating outside the state's election law and outside the state's municipal home rule law, which is state statute. We must follow those. And yet here we're choosing not to.
All right. So you've got a couple of issues here that I see that are problematic, at least for me. I like what Mr. Adams has talked about since coming to office. I liked his move with putting people like your former colleague, Eric Ulrich, on his advisory team. Your former borough president, Mr. Otto, is also going to be advising him. I like the fact that he's going a little bit ecumenical with some of the choices in terms of getting other voices to speak into his administration. I like the fact that he's been pro-law enforcement thus far, and he seems to be saying to BLM and even to DA Bragg, we'll get into this a little bit later, that he doesn't really care for the nonsense that those groups have pulled or are attempting to pull. But on this issue of protecting the integrity of the voters of the city of New York, was there any reason why he should not have vetoed it, that he should not have said, no, this is against the principles of what our city is built on, what our state is built on, and I'm not going to be party to it?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what he could have done. And even politically speaking, he could have even said he supports the bill. You know, there's nothing wrong with him having political opinions. And by the way, if the advocates of this proposal went through the state legislature and perhaps even sought a state constitutional change, you might not agree with the policy, but what they were doing would be legal and grounded in a solid legal footing. That's not what they're doing here. And I actually agree with you. Look, if the city is safer because Mayor Eric Adams cares about public safety and supports our police and lets them do their jobs, and we're fighting about something else downstream, that's still a much better place than where we were with Mayor de Blasio,
no,
with an unsafe,
yeah,
unsafe city, and still fighting about the same stuff. So, look, the mayor could have pumped the brakes on this, you know, took a pause, said this is not legal, just like, in fairness, the de Blasio administration and the Bloomberg administration had said for many years, and he would have got a clean political out from his far-left supporters.
Well, and you have to wonder what the ultimate end game here is, because the defense of it is to say, and Joe, you know this, well, we're not going to allow them to vote in non-municipal elections. So they're not going to be allowed to choose governor or president or congressional members from the state of New York. But I have big questions about how thoroughly the integrity of some of our elections are conducted currently with supposedly, you know, tighter rules around them. I have very big concerns about how they would execute this with any type of integrity.
Well, our Board of Elections is actually asking for higher up opinions on how they're even supposed to do this. I mean, essentially, they're being asked to create two categories of voters, those who are eligible to vote in all elections, we call them citizens, and those eligible to vote in only municipal elections. So, like there are actually impediments on a sort of a tactical level or a bureaucratic level that are problematic for us and are only going to make the idea of having safe, secure, and fair ballot access even more difficult in New York City.
Yeah.
So this is a problem. This is not a problem that's going to go away, and we're not going to really see the impact of this until we have city council elections in 2023 when the whole council is up.
Joe, let me ask you about this, because you are a New Yorker and you speak from a New York-centric perspective, but as you know, we've got people that listen from all over the country. Do you sense that the move to get non-citizens voting is something that the left would like to see enacted in most, if not all, urban centers across the country?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly hedging, and they believe that most foreign citizens would tend to vote perhaps in the Democratic way. But it goes deeper than that. I mean, there are racial and ethnic politics at play in almost every large city in America where different ethnicities and races compete for power in their city hall. And this is no different. This empowers a Latino vote, a Dominican-specific vote, at the expense of, say, African-Americans. Excuse me. That's why there were more African-American and broadly Democratic votes against this, if you can believe that, in the city council than there were Republicans. There were four Republican no's. There were, I think, nine Democratic people voting no.
Yeah, but when you're talking about the size of the city council, 13 total no votes doesn't add up to a heck of a whole lot.
Unfortunately.
So what's the recourse? How do you get this undone?
Well, our lawsuit was filed today in Richmond County, which is Staten Island. Our state GOP party, a number of elected officials, a number of political leaders, a number of immigrants filed this lawsuit. We're hoping that just the plain English reading of the state's election law. I mean, the state's election law, section 5-102, basically just says no person can register to vote unless they're a citizen of the United States. I mean, this is not smoke and mirrors, 3L at law school, learning your constitutional law stuff. This is, can you read the statute? If you can, you see it's clear. So we're hoping to have successful outings in court in Richmond County, and we fully expect to go up to the State Court of Appeals, which is the highest court in New York State.
Yeah. I would anticipate that is, in fact, going to be what's happened, because I think whoever loses the first round is going to appeal automatically. Let me ask you this. What do you think the odds are of success? I know a lot of people are listening going, I hope that this is not going to stick. What type of hope do you put into it?
I think we have a good chance of being successful. Number one, our Board of Elections is a bipartisan commission of 10 people, equal Republicans and Democrats. I don't believe our Republican commissioners are going to certify that this work is okay because they're cognizant of state law. On the legal side, we have a pretty solid foundation in case law. We have a pretty solid foundation in statute, so much so that Bill de Blasio, for 7 years and 10 months of his tenure as mayor, was opposed to this solely on the legal foundation it rests on, and Mayor Bloomberg as well, and the fact that we've had legislation in Albany in the state legislature pending to change this the entire time. So I think we have a good leg to stand on.
Well, I always appreciate, Councilman, your willingness to talk to us here and to take time out. Let me just ask you, Happy New Year to you, by the way. What's your personal biggest hope, goal, or dream for this coming year?
If we can go back, as you kind of alluded to before, where the mayor and I, our Democratic mayor, go back to fighting over tax rates and styrofoam cup bans, at least we know the city's in a much better place than it was under Mayor de Blasio.
No argument there, Council. We appreciate it. All right, Joe Borelli, follow him on Twitter. It's Joe Borelli NYC, right?
Yes, sir.
And you really should follow him, not only for his swanky takes on things that are happening in City Hall, but also for his backyard barbecue recipes from time to time.
Yes, sir.
Him up there as well. Joe, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One hostage has been released, but three hostages remain inside of a synagogue in Texas. The suspect could be heard during a live stream demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials said the man claimed to be armed. but authorities have not confirmed it. So far, officials say they haven't positively identified the man, and they cautioned that information was based on a preliminary investigation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeted that President Biden had been briefed and was receiving updates from senior officials. The hostage taker was hoping for the release of Afia Sadiq, who he called his sister, but officials say that is not actual. She's suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And as we continue to roll through the new year of 2022, you know that one of the emphases of all of my shows is how to help you do life a little bit better in whatever areas, whether it's financially with money, whether it's with you know, the extra kind of help that we get on Parenting Wednesdays, where we talk about things that can help you become a better parent. But one of the big areas that I feel like that we have to address here at the beginning of 2022 is health and wellness. And joining me today is someone who spent a lot of 2020 with me, and we were more hit and miss in 2021, but I'm hopeful that he'll be back in 2022 on a much more regular basis. But he was one of the first voices, and I think one of the most important voices we talked about during the actual COVID pandemic, when the virus was spreading across the United States and what was happening there. And oddly enough, in just the last couple of weeks, you've seen voices from the CDC, you've seen voices from the National Institutes of Health, you've seen Dr. Fauci himself all say some of the things that my next guest was going to say, and did say. In fact, just this last week, the CDC director, Walensky, I think is her last name, said that 75% of all the COVID deaths in America to date, 70, that's three out of four. Just think about that. 75% had at least four comorbidities in existence with the COVID virus when they died. Four comorbidities. That could be age, weight, general health of the heart, cancer, diabetes, other things that are already like draining the body. So I don't know if Dr. Douglas Howard was aware of that, but I wanted to make sure he knew that stat, because we talked originally, Dr. Howard, about how your overall health was going to impact big time how you dealt with COVID in general. Anyway, Happy New Year and welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be with you. It's been too long. You know, with that, I will say it's interesting, something we've been saying all along is, and it's driving me crazy, is just give me scientific numbers. And I'm glad we're coming back around to true scientific numbers. But these numbers have been manipulated backwards and forwards and upside down. And now they need to be able to show somehow we're coming out of this. So they're just using the numbers again to their advantage. And, you know, I could actually give you a study that shows the water causes cancer if I went deep enough, because everybody who gets cancer drank water.
I never thought of that.
So we can make numbers do about anything we want. And this is coming down more towards reality. And it's something we've been teaching. I think you probably remember a long time ago when almost probably a year ago, there was a couple, an elderly couple, driving a car, and they got in an accident.
Correct.
And they were both killed, and they said COVID was the cause of death. And this has been driving me nuts for a long time. So,
well, and to that regard, Dr. Howard, you would be glad to hear that the New York governor, the newly elected or newly appointed New York governor, Governor Hochul, followed Massachusetts' lead. They're the only two states that have done it so far. But they have instructed their hospitals to change their numbers from those admitted with COVID and present in their system, because they're testing every single person coming into the hospital. So you're catching every asymptomatic case that walks through your door, even if you're there for something else. So they're separating the those coming in with COVID versus those that are there because of COVID. And when you have people like Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor say last week that there are 100,000 kids hospitalized because of COVID, and many of them on ventilators. There's almost no one on ventilators anymore. We don't use ventilators for oxygen in the COVID reality, because we learned that that didn't help. It made things worse.
And about 8
out of 10 people died. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we are starting to get at least, and when Governor Hochul did that, by the way, it dropped nearly 50%, 48%. Fewer cases are now going to be reported out of the hospitals, because that's the actual number of people that are needing hospitalization help. And again, the vast majority of those with other comorbidities that are complicating it. But Doc, I want to talk about in light of that, and even when they're starting to use good news, I mean the facts, you still got people that are wrapped in fear, I think largely because our politicians and kind of elite leadership class, Fauci and people, have kept people so confused and afraid for most of the last year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, okay, let's go back to a year and a half ago when you and I talked, and you said, what do you think of this? You know, and I said, coronavirus is the common cold, and yes, we have a variant that was man-made, and da-da-da-da-da, and that's all pretty well proven, and we,
right,
you know, as we go through. But even then, remember what Dr. Fauci said at the very beginning, I hate to even quote him, but I'm going to, was there's nothing you can do about this. It's a virus, except improve your own immune system.
Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature, where you can try his fruits and veggies tonight for 35% off and free shipping. Just call 800-246-8751.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
I'm pretty sure that my bride and I both had the Alpha variant in February of 2020. We think that she probably also had a breakthrough case with her natural immunity, which is uncommon, but we think she had a breakthrough case with Omicron a couple of weeks ago. You know what I did, Dr. Howard? We didn't go see the doctor. We didn't go run down the hospital and get tested. What I did is I went and I said, okay, what works? The zinc works, vitamin C, vitamin D, get those in your system, boost the immunity, make sure you've got plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables and the other things that are pumping through that system. And she was back at it within 3 days. And, you know, even the average Omicron case is only lasting 5 to 7 days as opposed to 10 to 14.
Let me tell you, I'm in Germany and I got the Omicron And, you know, and I had a headache and I had, you know, but I felt it coming on when it was at the beginning stages. It's easier to put a spark out than it is a fire.
Yep.
When it was a spark, I jumped on it. I took huge amounts and I'm just telling you what I did. It's not
any bottles full.
I took huge amounts of fruits and vegetables from Balance of Nature. And the next morning I took huge amounts more. My headache lasted about 18 hours, and then I had a dull headache a little bit. I never really went into any full cough or anything. I had a little dry, scratchy throat for a couple of days, but nothing that I would say I was sick.
Right.
I wouldn't have gone to work. But we still showed positive for a little bit. But I didn't have anything more than it was less than 24 hours. It was over.
Right.
And done. Because I jumped on it. I don't live in fear of this. I jumped right on it and did everything I could against it. And it was gone.
Now, well, and that's the thing that we need to be alerting people to so that they are able to know that in 2022, friend, you're watching or listening, you're able to say, you know what, I don't have to wait. First of all, I don't have to wait to be a victim and wait till things go bad. Don't wait until you have the infection. Start boosting your immune system now. And Dr. Howard, I know that at the beginning of the year, it's a good time to remind people that there are some simple things that they can do to make that immune system a rugged soldier of the fight against everything that's going to try to put stress in you and tear you down this year.
Which is the most important thing you can do. We can talk about outside things all we want, but those things are is build your immune system. And those are get out of stressful situations. Get out of fear. Get plenty of fresh air. Get fresh air. Have social activity. It's proven. These aren't just some little good ideas I have.
Yeah.
But to stop sequestering yourself from social activity. Now, that might be over the phone or something. I'm not telling you to go out there and spread. Even if it was a bad cold or of any kind of any year, I wouldn't, you know, say go and cough on your grandma. But eat right. Now, that comes down to several things. You have positive stresses and negative stresses on the body. You want to decrease the amount of negatives that you're putting in. Decrease the amount of alcohol, smoking, get out of those bad environments.
Even white sugars and unrefined flours and stuff like that.
Exactly. Start increasing your nutrition with good, fresh fruits and vegetables and increasing the good stuff for you. Anyways, we can talk about all the chips and the bad stuff for you too, and the white flours and the white sugars. And so cut out the bad, bring in the good. And, I teach this on an
and watch what happens. Literally, yeah. Watch the transformation take place.
Really quickly, it said, you've got a physical side of health, a mental, spiritual side of health, and then you've got a chemical side of health. You have to work on all three sides as vigilantly and raise your own immune system, and you can do that.
And for people that have not started on Balance of Nature, Dr. Howard, and we only have a minute left, I've, of course, been on the product now. I think it's going on 7 years. I think 2022 will be my seventh year that I've been on it. And I used to struggle with bronchitis on almost as often as the weather would change kind of basis. I haven't struggled with that for a long time. I totally credit Balance of Nature for helping me get through the first alpha variant of COVID as quickly as I did, which was about 4.5 days compared to the 10 to 14 days that everybody else was struggling with it when. And I think because I was power pumping the immune system with all that good energy and nutrition that is in there. But for people that haven't started it, talk about how the system works and how simple it is to try it.
And just taking 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules a day, it's amazing what you do. And it's easy to get it. And then it's easier to put a spark out than it is a fire. You're going to hear me say that over and over again. As soon as you feel something, as soon as you start to sneeze, double your dose. If it keeps coming at you harder, triple your dose. There is no negative side effects. There's no negative side effect of you can't overdose on fruits and vegetables. And that's what this is. It's a scientifically formulated of which fruits and vegetables to bring together, how to bring them together, and keep all of their nutrition all of their nutrition so that it has the most effect on your body. And it's phenomenal.
It's so simple, friends.
I got to tell you this really quick. As we were sitting here, and you said that, I remember your bronchitis and your pneumonias that you used to get back then and how I started working with you. But as we sat here, I wasn't even thinking of that. I thought, you look better today than you do 7 years ago. You do. Yeah. Your health is better today.
I feel better. And I've had, you know, a couple of challenges come along, but I credit 100% the energy that I feel, the ability to stay very, very active as a father of young kids in my early 50s. I credit all of it to what Balance of Nature has done. Friends, let me tell you real quick. If you call this number right now, you're going to get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. And you will get a health coach assigned to you at absolutely no charge. And I find that the health coach is a valuable tool that will help encourage you and keep you on track throughout 2022. It's a great time to get started because that health coach can walk through this year with you as you are wanting to get yourself on a healthier path. But let me give you the number. It's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Use my promo code KMC. You're going to get 35% off and free shipping when you do. But friends, don't delay. This will be one of the things that as you adopt it and make it part of your routine day to day, three capsules of veggies, three capsules of fruits, you're going to feel energy and have benefits to it you've never experienced before. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and the promo code is KMC. Dr. Howard, it's been way too long since we've had a nice long visit with you. Thank you for being with us, and please come back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
La 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 la.
again from New York. Here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Much more to come in hour number two. But first, the new music spotlight. Here are our friends Toby Mac and Sheryl Crow.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.